This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Drew Brees yesterday, it either was near the end of our show or after our show, made some comments about how he couldn't support people kneeling for the anthem, and has since come back and somewhat amended those, but apologized from all kinds of different directions. What did you make of what had happened and how Drew Brees, how everybody responded, and then how Drew Brees responded?
Well, first, I find myself in a weird position, okay, because from day one, I've understood the Kaepernick situation as to why he looked. I can't put myself in a black person's shoes and understand how they've been treated. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I understand why he did what he did in taking that stance with the national anthem to use that as his time to protest. And my reasoning then is as strong now as it was back then. It is because as a player in the league and you want your voice heard, that is the biggest stage that he could do it on. It created controversy. It got people asking, why is he sitting down? Initially, he sat down, and then he consulted with a Green Beret, and he suggested that he actually take a knee, and then he started taking a knee instead because that was more respectful. And the reason was he was trying to bring attention to a cause. And unfortunately, it got lost in the shuffle, because everybody got divisive about it and got bent out of shape about it and took it the wrong way. And it was very frustrating to see that happen. And I totally understood at the time people that were on the opposite side of them, because they didn't want the flag disrespected, military members, but people called into our show all the time and complained about it. And my point was always, I think you're missing the point of what he was doing. It's not about disrespecting the flag. That's not his intention. His intention is to bring attention. And, you know, people didn't want to listen. They didn't want to hear it because they had their own narrative and their own belief, and they just wanted to stand by it and defend that without listening. So when Drew Brees spoke yesterday and said what he said, defending his stance against the flag, he was offering his opinion. And his opinion was very deep-seated because of his family and because the military background of his family. And I can understand why he would take offense to it. And I can agree with a lot of what he had to say with that, except for the fact that he missed the point entirely about what the protest was in the first place, which is what America did in the first. We as people who disagreed with Kaepernick taking a knee completely misunderstood and got lost in translation of what his protest was about. So when Malcolm Jenkins comes on, his teammate, and I don't know if it was on Twitter or Instagram, I think it was Twitter, and does a video, and it is a very impassioned plea. He's breaking down. He's crying. There are tears in his eyes. And it's because his teammate, the leader of the New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees, didn't get it and doesn't get it. And you could see the frustration coming out and the emotion coming out of Malcolm Jenkins, and he starts getting pissed, and I get it. Then Drew Brees goes out and puts out the Instagram post. Was it this morning he did this?
Yep.
And
I'm within the last hour and a half or so.
And I read it, and I thought, wow, this isn't somebody walking something back because they're trying to cover their ass. This is somebody that had a light bulb go on in his head all of a sudden, and it hit home, and he realized, I've made a horrible mistake. This is one of the greatest apologies I've ever read. And I think that there's great messages in there. And I think the comment that he made about talking less and listening more is absolutely, positively imperative in moving forward.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.